welcome to the President's Perspective here on your station, 88.9 KETR. It's a very special live edition here on July 2013. This is this month's edition, a monthly half-hour chat with the President and CEO of Texas A&M University Commerce, Dr. Dan Jones. I'm Jared Knight. On today's program, we're going to talk about the second special session of the Texas Legislature, which began on Monday, and its effect on plans at Texas A&M University Commerce. Later, a special gift finalized yesterday imparts a wealth of knowledge to anyone seeking it at the campus library. But first, as reported in May on KETR, softball is the next organized sport for old ET, and Athletic Director Ryan Ivey is on hand to talk about that. First, Dr. Jones, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Jared. It's great to be here, as always. And it's been a busy summer. A lot of great things going on here on the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce. And you mentioned one of them, and that is the addition of softball. We made the decision this spring to add softball. This university has never had a softball team. It's not a sport that was ever dropped because it was never started.
Right.
But the great thing is we have really nice facilities already. The Kane Sports Complex. Need a little bit of additional stuff just to meet the NCAA rules, but that's not going to be hard at all. And we're in the heart of softball country. I mean, this is just absolutely a wonderful sport for young women. They grow up playing it. They play it all the way through high school, and now they'll be able to come to their regional university and continue to hone their craft. Ryan Ivey, it's about time to quit introducing him as our new AD.
Absolutely.
He's been here about 6 months, but I'm sure he feels like 3 years, just considering the hard work that he's been doing. But let me ask you, Ryan, from your perspective, what does softball bring to an athletic program?
Well, I think it brings a lot. I mean, some of the points that you mentioned earlier, I think it brings opportunities for young female student-athletes to come to college, to have an opportunity to extend their playing career as a student athlete, which is very special. It teaches them, being a student athlete, I tell folks all the time, it's able to teach you life lessons. And being able to continue that into college, which is something that, a lot of students in high school don't get to do. They don't get that opportunity. And
right.
So to have that opportunity here in Northeast Texas and to give that opportunity to our high school student athletes here and is really amazing for us. And the community here, I think, is rallying around it so much. And, obviously with Commerce High School and what they were able to do this past season is just added fuel to the fire. So we're certainly excited about it. I think it helps our recruiting efforts overall for an institution-wise. I think the studies show that for every softball player that comes, they bring two students with them on average. So hopefully that will help our enrollment increases and efforts that we're doing there. So I think it brings a lot to the table, and it certainly brings a lot to us, to an athletic department. Helps bring diversity in, helps
right.
bring gender equity and those things that we have to start being conscious of in today's day and age, and with Title IX and all those things.
Absolutely.
So it certainly helps us in those areas.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's going to be something that really is going to enliven interest in Lion athletics overall. What's the timeline for rolling it out?
Yeah, right now we're in the process of hiring a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
We put that information on the website and started taking applications there 1st of June, and we're now in the process where we've had three candidates on campus, and we hope to have a decision, hopefully announce it, next week or towards the end of next week or the following week, so we can get somebody on campus. In the fall, this coach is going to be able to come in and recruit some student athletes,
mm-hmm.
hopefully in the fall, maybe get some transfers. Any student athletes that are recruited this fall and start school here will be redshirted, so we won't play actual games or county competitions. And then beginning in the fall of 2014, we'll start playing some fall games and then get right into it with Lone Star Conference play in the spring of 2015. So we've got some time, but we don't have a whole lot of time.
Right.
And we're certainly excited about the opportunity. And I know the coaching candidates that have been on campus have been extremely impressed with everything that we have
Good.
Going on. So we're certainly in moving in the right direction there.
Now, how about the candidate pool? Are we getting some pretty good candidates?
We have, yes. We've got some amazing candidates. A lot of sitting head coaches, which is very, very unusual, I would say, for a startup program.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it shows the commitment that the university has put towards this program. One, they're funding it the way that it should be funded to be successful. I think being in the location that we're in,
right.
Even though, you know, we're in Commerce America, we're still in the hot, you know, in the bed of softball
right.
territory in this area. And so, I mean, these coaches, they see that. They have to pass through us most of the time to
right.
go recruit. And
yep.
whether they're going to, you know, Parrish Junior College or Trinity Valley or, you know, wherever, you know, there are so many areas that you would pass around this area that, you know, student athletes don't have the opportunity now to come here. So now that they have it, are they going to go to, you know, Angelo, or they're going to go to West Texas, or they're going to go to Midwest, or they're going to go that far away when they have it right here in the backyard now? Now that, you know, mom and dad can get to the game mm-hmm. a little bit easier, grandma and grandpa can get the game a little bit easier, I think those coaches see that, and it's certainly has spurred a lot of interest. And so we're excited about the pool. We've had, I think we had close to 70 applicants
really?
For the
wow.
job. And like I said, a lot of them are quality sitting head coaches at some very, very good and successful programs.
Yeah. Well, that's very encouraging, because I think that they see what's going on here at Commerce. You know, we're rapidly
Absolutely.
Growing. We've done some major facility improvements
Absolutely.
Over the last few years. And I think just the opportunity to kind of, you know, hit your wagon to that star,
right.
so to speak.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and be part of a vibrant, growing university.
No question.
Community.
I think that's been a huge, huge part of it. And I think, too, some of these coaches have, when they've taken over some programs, you know, when you take over a program, it's a little bit more difficult than it is when
right.
you start a program, because you're having to deal with some of the things that have happened before. Whereas when you start a program, it's yours from the beginning.
That's right.
You know, any problems that you have, well,
you
created
you made them.
Right. So you're having to, so you know what to do there and
yeah.
how to navigate that. So I think that's been a real big plus for a lot of them as well. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm sure that's huge. You know, and you mentioned having families nearby. I know that's another reason to add any kind of program where there's a lot of local talent.
Absolutely.
It just builds your fan base
no
exponentially.
Question. Yeah.
Because it's so easy to get to the games.
Absolutely. And I certainly think that we'll have those people coming. I mean, we'll have those crowds and people here to support, you know, within that 150-mile radius of where we are. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a wealth of talent, a wealth of people that want to support softball at this institution. And so it's certainly an exciting time for me,
yeah.
Being an athletic director here and being able to kind of put your, you know, your mark on the program and helping that. That's certainly very special.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I don't mind adding, too, that we've already had some qualified personnel come to us and talk about, you know, if you guys are going to be able to put softball on the radio, I sure would like to go out and call some softball.
There you go. Well, we certainly want to.
So the excitement is spread throughout campus and throughout
yeah.
the region.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, good news travels fast. Well, bad news does, too,
yeah,
but
sure.
good
very
news,
so.
You like to travel fast.
Especially in the athletics world.
Yeah, that's I've noticed athletics. there's always a lot of information swirling around.
Absolutely,
not all of it's good, but yeah. Or even reliable. But
everybody's an expert when
yeah.
it comes to athletics. So.
Let me turn a little different direction here. We're here primarily to talk about softball, but you know we're counting down the clock toward kickoff.
Absolutely.
The first game of Lions football.
Yep.
And I see Coach Colby around, and he's still recruiting.
He is very much so. Very much so.
And and we've got some improvements going on over at the Memorial Stadium.
We do, absolutely. We're putting in a brand new field. We replaced our old turf, and I think we've had to do a lot of substructure work to that
right.
and get it back to where it really needed to be from the beginning. We contracted with AstroTurf, which is
mm-hmm.
a premier
right.
Turf company throughout the world. I mean, just to be real honest with you, they do a lot of things internationally as well. So very, very quality, reputable company that's doing great work for us. We're excited about the opportunity. I know it's been a real big topic of conversation for our recruits when they've
mm-hmm.
come in. To see some of the renderings and things that we have of the
right.
field, which is going to be very, very unique. And I think people are going to be excited about our field and
yeah.
the things that we're doing. And so it's certainly going to kind of hopefully set us apart on a national stage from a Division II standpoint. So we're certainly looking forward to it.
Yeah, and, you know, I've seen the preliminary design, right. and we don't want to spoil the suspense by putting it on the website
right.
just
sure.
yet,
right.
Jared.
Sure.
But someone made the comment to me, this is going to be something you can see from Google Earth.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Which helps in advertising.
Yeah. And that's the best kind, free
Absolutely.
Advertising. So, yeah, excitement continues to build. I know you've been doing a series of stops on the athletic safari tour.
That's right,
as
absolutely.
Well.
Yeah, we certainly done that. We've started wrapping up our safari tours. And you know, a lot like the town hall meetings, mm-hmm. those were designed for us to be able to get out into the communities and to engage our fans. Some of them that we haven't gone out to before in the past, and
right.
You know, they've been really productive. I think we've had a lot of good feedback,
yeah.
A lot of good conversations, and these weren't meant so much to you know, to help with the things that the town halls were doing, but yet gave folks an opportunity to get to know us, to get to know some of our
right.
coaches, to get to know what's happening currently, then what we hope to happen in the future as well. So I think I've gotten tons of positive feedback on it. Something that we're going to continue to do every year.
Good.
Probably won't go to the same places each year, but we'll certainly
right.
reach out and go to different areas. So, you know, we encourage folks. You know, we were there to promote our Lions Athletic Club, which is our new fundraising arm for our athletic department. You know, we're promoting our upcoming fall sports with
mm-hmm.
you know, with season tickets being on sale and those type of things. And so, been really good. We've gotten a lot of really good feedback, and we're certainly excited about the opportunities that we have in front of us.
Well, I went to the one Monday night here in Commerce, and I tell you, the energy in the room was
absolutely.
Just
was, it was
you
great.
Could feel it. You could feel it.
It was
so
fantastic.
Jared, as you can see, there are a lot of great things going on in Lion Athletics.
Well, I tell you what, and Ryan, you're very engaged. I know that you like to engage with these communities as
right.
you go out,
absolutely.
And you're also a social media conscious. Can I give your Twitter
absolutely.
Handle?
Absolutely. Feel free to.
Because I wanted to say that we've been talking with A&M yeah. Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. By the way, you can follow him on Twitter at RIVY, all one word,
yep.
35.
That's
RIVY 35 on Twitter. So you can follow and see
that's
just
me.
Exactly what he's thinking about at any given moment of the day. That's
yeah.
for sure.
And sometimes
it's not real good thinking, but I do think on occasions. So.
Yeah.
And he can prove it on
that's
Twitter.
Right.
Yeah.
You can follow him. And he's who we've been talking about softball here at the university and other things with the athletic department. Yeah. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
After break, we're going to talk with Dr. Jones about legislative matters and a brief bit about a gift from our federal congressional representative. I'm Jared Knight. You're listening to a special live presentation of The President's Perspective here on your station, 88.9 KETR.